And time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. If you're getting your Christmas shopping started for folks that enjoy the outdoors, that's a great place to start, whether you do that today or on Black Friday or any day before Christmas. And also, just heads up, they got the gear that this guy uses from the A-Team, the figurehead, the Captain Bobby Abrascato, checking in. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean. And I'll tell you what, you better load up with some tackle the way that these fish have been biting here the last few days, man. I'm telling you what, it's been phenomenal, man. I'm proud to say that our redfish fishery is, we're on one of those bumper crop years. Got a little frustrated with that deluge we had that kind of flooded some of the rivers. And so what I always do is I always run back to mama and go back redfishing. And, man, I'm telling you, it has just absolutely been as good as I've ever seen it before in my life.
You and I have been talking about that for years, that the golden age of redfishing, at least in my lifetime, is now. I'm not hearkening back to older times. So you're continuing that? You think the population is even looking better?
It's unbelievable, man. I mean, it's like you know, we're going to end up, we're not there yet, but this will be my fifth trip in a row of 100-plus reds, you know, a day. And it's not just one little area. They're kind of like all throughout the southern end of the I'm sure they're probably up towards the delta. I mean, even when the water got, you know, fresh up there, the red fishing stayed great and got me through a couple days up there. But, man, so, you know, when you've got a population like we're having right now from the north end all the way down through the south end, and just kind of picking out what I call pattern fishing, man, just fishing creek mouse and little shell piles and little points and things like that, and just, you know, literally almost catching them at will. It's really good.
All right, you've got us. You got our attention now. So, creek mouse, shell piles, depth of water, has that been important?
It doesn't matter. It's shallow as you can get your boat in is where we're at right now. I mean, I literally pulled up to where I had to jack my engine up all the way and run the jack plate all the way up. Put the poles are sticking out of the water right now. We've caught them from the time we started this morning all the way. I'll move through some of these creeks that a lot of them don't get any deeper than 3 or 4 feet, and you know, they're all through it. So, but the key, you know, again, not so much as depth of water is, current helps out a little bit, but not so much depth of the water. It's just bottom feature, man. If you can, and bank feature, if you can keep your eyes open for the littlest, tiniest little change in the bank, whether it be a little point or a little creek mouth, it don't take long to find out if they're there. If you drift into them, you know, quietly, two or three good casts, and you're going to find out if they're there. And if they're not, you move on to the next little feature. But, you know, there's just what's great about it, again, just going back to it, is it's not just one little area. It's kind of, they seem to kind of be everywhere, you know. And the other good thing about them, too, is we're catching fish anywhere from 13 or 14 inches to 30 pounds and everything in between. So that really tells me that the population is really healthy.
That is fantastic. Okay, and you said water movement is one tide better than the other, falling versus rising. What do you like?
That doesn't really matter. Water movement helps, but it's not a total factor. Even though, you know, I fished right through the nip that we had on the weekend and did really good. We're coming into some water movement now, early morning low tide with incoming. Doesn't matter too much. You know, the great thing about fishing the way I'm fishing right now with gulps and voodoos and scented voodoos and live shrimp when I can get them is, you know, the bait, you can get the bait moving because you're not fixed to the bottom. Even if there's no tide, you can get the bait moving by casting and, you know, working the little features I was talking about until you figure out where the fish are.
All right. So you mentioned baits, too. We just have about 30 seconds left here. So you are fishing artificials, or do you need live shrimp?
If you can get live shrimp, it's fine, but you don't have to have them. I mean, I'm using some little bitty gulp shrimp, little pieces of shrimp, taking voodoos and putting, you know, you can buy some store-bought scent and just rub a little scent. Scent absolutely helps, as you well know, with redfish. The trout that I'm catching a little bit later in the morning, you know, you don't really need that scent. But if I'm redfishing, I'm always putting like a little piece of those fish bites work or the Pro-Cure or fish sticks, anything that's got some kind of scent in it, just rub it on the lure and it's going to help you with the redfish.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Getting us fired up for some redfish for Thanksgiving. All right, Captain Bobby, somebody wants to get a trip booked to do some catching with you, be it redfish or trout. How do they get in touch with you?
Go to ateamfishing.com and then we'll get you all lined up with either on the internet or the phone. I mean, the old-fashioned phone way. And And before we get off, I want to tell you and the crew and all of our listeners, happy Thanksgiving. I hope everybody has great holidays.
Absolutely. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Miss Kim, and the whole crew as well. And we'll be seeing you on the water real soon.
Okay, gang. Y'all have a good one.
Will do. Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company. The gear he's talking about that he's using to catch those 100 redfish days and get it. McCoy's, go ask for Chimp or Dubby, the whole gang there, and get the gear you need while you're there, too. A little Christmas shopping? Yeah, perfect place for it. 7:59, coming back next hour. Jeff Poor joins us, and we'll talk to you. Phone number 343-0106.